I don't know what a pivot table is, but some of you do, and some of you like pivot tables and spreadsheets and things. Some of you have the gift of administration and do it in a different way. You don't need pivot tables all the time to have and execute this gift of administration. Our definition here is understanding an organization's functions. Plan and execute procedures that accomplish the group's goals. I like how Kelsey Mulley said it, help everybody stay together, and I kind of filling in some blanks there, kind of help everybody stay together and keep moving forward together, keep moving towards a common goal. That's a great description of the gift of administration. But who knows? Who knew that Jesus had the gift of administration? No? This reading today from Luke 10, it's the appointed reading for this week of the church year. And when I saw that, it dawned on me, Jesus has the gift of administration. He gathers the 72 disciples, and he sends them out two by two. He might have had a little clipboard and a spreadsheet, you know? Bart, go with Phil. That'd be Bartholomew. Go with Philip. Andy, go with Tom. That'd be Andrew and Thomas. James and Jimmy. You've got a whole bunch of different Jameses. So they had to give them different nicknames, probably. Got Nate and Jamie. There's another James and Nathaniel. Matthew and Peter. Matt and Pete. You go this way. I can just sort of imagine, right? Jesus had to have a clipboard. Right? He had to have a plan about sending them out two by two to go do this mission. Or maybe Jesus was a little bit like this.
This is kind of like the honeymoon period, and then we're going to go very quickly into some stress. Because
Jesus
right
like
out of the
Phil
gate, we are
going to
get things
race.
Started with the race for tickets to Tokyo, Japan.
There's 72 excited about going out on their mission.
You're going to run along the lake shore here, and you're going to find your first challenge, a grueling mud run. And you'll want to get through that challenge as quickly as possible because there are only 8 tickets for the first of 2 flights to Tokyo. Once you have your plane tickets, then you can get into a Ford Fusion Hybrid. You can drive in style to the airport, and your race will certainly have begun. Now, if you win this first leg of the race, you are going to win the Express Pass.
And that's
a good thing because the Express Pass will get you out of trouble if you need to. As a matter of fact, there is a U-turn on this first leg.
Oh my gosh.
The world is waiting for you. Good luck. Travel safe.
All right, so you think that's how Jesus did it with the 72? What do you think? Although this gives you a whole different meaning of wipe the dust off your feet after they go in the mud pit. Probably no Ford Fusions either. So maybe it wasn't exactly like that. But you look at Jesus and what he's doing here, and he gives them all these instructions. It's very much administration. It is organization. It is helping them to stay together and move towards a goal. Go out two by two. Don't take anything with you. Go into the first house you see. If they welcome you, eat their food. Don't go around from house to house hoping to get something better. Stay there. Speak to them about the kingdom of God. That's all very much administration. And Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, instructs Moses and says, you need some more administration here. You can't do it all by yourself. Moses, get some other people who can also administer all of this and work with the people. The apostles realized they weren't going to be able to take care of all the widows, make sure that they cared for the widows in a way that only the church was doing. You see, a widow had no other means of income, so the church was providing for them. but some weren't getting the food. And so the apostles could have stopped what they were doing, but that would have meant stopping preaching, stopping the gift that they had been given. And so instead they said, let's find seven others who can have this gift of administration, who can serve in this way. The gift of administration is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul's saying that God has appointed in the church some to be apostles, some to be prophets, teachers, workers of miracles, have the gifts of healing, helping, and administrating. There's that word, administrating. Now, I was going to ask you to raise hands, but maybe I shouldn't. How many of you like kind of feel like administrating doesn't sound very exciting? Right. Well, maybe this is more exciting if you know what the Greek word is here. At least in 1 Corinthians, the Greek word is kubernesis. Can you say that with me? Kubernesis. All right? See, it sounds more exciting already, right? Kubernesis. That's the Greek word here. It's only used here, and it can mean administrating. Here's an interesting fact. Kubernesis is where we get the term cybernetics. Who knew? The computers are in the Bible. The cyberspace is in Scripture. But Kubernesis means kind of administrating and organizing, leading, that kind of thing. And so eventually that got to cybernetics, which has to do with computers and organizing. And I just said computers, and that's all I know. Anyways, cybernetics, interesting fact. But go back to Kubernesis, and what it means is a helmsman, a pilot, somebody who steers a boat, steers a ship. That's the image here of Kubernesis, is a helmsman, a steers, like somebody at the stern guiding the rudder, a pilot. And that doesn't necessarily mean a captain, right? I mean, the captain isn't the one always at the rudder. There's a helmsman. There's somebody there to do that, to take direction from the captain, but to make it happen. That's Kubernesis. That's administrating. So kind of like Moses is the visionary leader, like in Katrina's video, and she said how his brother Aaron helped make it happen. It's kind of that same thing. The captain is looking, knows where the boat needs to go, and the person with the rudder, Kubernesis, is making it happen. That's administrating. Helmsman. Does that sound more exciting than administrating? A little bit. Right? Gives you much more of an image. Administrating to me makes me think of looking through file folders in a file cabinet. Right? I don't know why. Kubernesis, helmsman, like, all right, we are headed off, right? We are headed in the right direction, right? We're headed together. With this gift, there's an emphasis on organization and administration so that all spiritual gifts may be fully developed. That's really the goal. It's not just to organize for the sake of organizing. It is organizing the body of Christ, organizing the church around the gospel, but organizing in such a way that other people with other gifts are able to shine with those gifts, that we're moving in the same direction and we're going to have to call on different people with different gifts, but the administration person, Kubernesis, helps us be steered in the right direction to let those gifts flourish. It's about organizing and administrating things so that we work, all of us work towards the same goal. That's the great thing about administration work. But administration can also make us think of institution, right? Institutional. Or maybe it can even make you think of organized religion. And how many would say institution, organized religion, kind of those phrases usually have kind of a bum rap these days. Is that right? All right. Yeah, it's like, oh, great. I always knew it's all just about an organized religion. It's just about some big, you know, organization and an institution, this body, and it doesn't really have anything to do with real people. And here comes along the gift of administration to support that. And yet it seems that Jesus was using the gift of administration. It seems like Jesus was doing a fair amount of organizing, doesn't it? With his clipboard, his pairing up of people. It seems like Jesus was pretty organized, knew exactly what he needed them to do, gave them very specific instructions, told them, go proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near, which is the great goal, right? It's the message is the goal. But along the way, he organized it. He instituted it. And so maybe a better way to think about this isn't in our negative terms of institution, organized religion. Maybe it's better to think about it as a gathering of God's people. We are a community of disciples. We're a community of believers in Jesus. He has gathered us. And if you emphasize that, maybe the difference could be is that we remember that we're organized for the sake of the gospel, right? There is administration for the sake of the gospel. There is a reason we need people to organize things. It is for the sake of telling others that Jesus comes, he forgives our sins, he rose again so that we can have eternal life. There is a reason to have us organized. We're not just going to organize for the sake of being organized. We're not going to just, do a spiritual gifts discovery just so we can know what your gifts are and then not really do anything with them, just to kind of make a spreadsheet. We're organizing so that we can move forward together. As Kelsey Mulley said, there are administrators who help us stay together and move towards this goal. Why did Jesus have this plan to send them two by two? He made a plan so they would focus on mission. Administration helps us focus on mission. Jesus sent them two by two to give guidance to the community. You can imagine, right? That if Jesus just, you know, he's got 72 there who are his disciples, and he says, why don't you guys go tell some people about me? You could imagine there'd be some confusion, right? Right? If I just said, hey, why don't you get up, go tell some people about the gospel, you would probably be a little confused, right? And there would be some things, like some of you would just go, right? All right. Some of you would be like, I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to stay here. 30 of you might all end up at Starbucks. Maybe to preach the gospel, maybe for Starbucks, not sure. So then we've got 30 people over at Starbucks, and we've got no one down the street somewhere else. So why did Jesus organize them? He was guiding them to help them focus on mission. Now here's an interesting one, too. One of the things that ends up happening for having somebody with the gift of administration is they help a group focus on fiscal stewardship. Notice what Jesus did. He gave them fiscal stewardship information, right? Now, it seems a little like high pressure, right? Don't take a money bag with you. Trust what they're going to give you. But he was helping them to see something. He was helping them to see how they were going to be stewards of what they are given and what they take with them. And then finally, why is he sent them out two by two? It's about building relationships. Why organize you? Why administer? Why not just, hey, go out? Part of it is building relationships. He sent them out two by two so they would not be alone. Go out, you know, Andy and Tom, you go together. They've built a relationship. Part of the reason for us gathering is that God knows that we need relationships. If we gathered just for the sake of gathering, we wouldn't have to know each other. if we are administrating and organizing just for the sake of organizing, it doesn't really matter who's around you. But if the gift of administration is at work in some of you and is at work in our midst, it is for the sake of the mission, it is for the sake of guiding us, it is for the sake of helping us build relationships so that we can work together. Because the gift is one, the gift of faith in Jesus. The gifts are many, including the gift of administration. And that gift says there are many gifts. Let's organize to make sure those gifts are used. And the goal is one, to bring that gospel to all people. So isn't this why God has equipped some here with the gift of administration? Isn't that why we're organized as an institution? That's right. You go home, go to your friends, go to your family, whatever you're doing today, and you say, hey, we talked about institutional organized religion today in church. Or maybe you say, we talked about what it means to be gathered, what it means to be a community of believers. What does it mean for us to be able to be organized and have some people to lead and guide us in that organization? What's it mean for, you know, sorry to keep using him, but what does it mean for Al to press play on the CD player so that we can sing together? It's not just about the CD player, although we're very impressed with your skills. But it's about us staying together so we can sing together, so that we can praise God together, so that we can be encouraged in the gospel together. One more thought. For those of you who are still like, yeah, I don't do organized religion, I don't like thinking about it that way, I'm kind of dealing with the church thing, but, you know, that whole institutional thing just really kind of, you know, just is the wrong, it just feels wrong to me. Here's what I want you to think about. If you feel more like things should be organic, things should just happen, I want you to imagine a playground. A few people show up, one person's got a basketball, and suddenly you have a pickup basketball game. Except it wasn't so sudden, really. Somebody thought to bring a basketball. Somebody got to the court, saw some other people, and said, hey, do you want to play? And at that point, teams had to be named, right? And then they had to agree, like, what are we playing to, you know? There was some organization. It's called a pickup basketball game. Sounds all, you know, kind of, you know, out of the blue and everything, but there had to be some organization with the goal that, hey, let's play some basketball and have fun. We're organized. We're an institution. We're gathered. We're administrated, all for the sake of us being built up in the faith together, and we need the people with the gift of administration to administer us, to organize us, for the sake of being lifted up in faith, for the sake of sending us out on mission. We need Jesus the administrator, and we need Jesus to send his Holy Spirit to keep working in all of us, our spiritual gifts, and including working that gift of administration, that kubernesis amongst us. Thank God for the helmsmen. Thank God for the pilots that are steering the direction so that we can hear the gospel. Amen.